Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Now,
it's kind of a funny story. I was on the stationary bike this morning watching the World Junior coverage. I'm like, we should have Rich Sutter as our World Juniors insider. Boom, send. I sent it to Rich.
How about that?
Not Clark. So Rich wrote me back, I'm in! When Christmas rolls around, everybody's going to be locked down. We're all going to be watching the World Juniors, and we'll all convene here every morning to talk about the game the night before and tee up the next night's game.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and welcome to the program, everybody. Happy New Year. I got to put a disclaimer out. Clark just informed me in the break that we are not on Game Plus today. The fellas at Anthem Sports are observing this as a statutory holiday. So for the people that normally watch on Game Plus television in all 10 provinces and 31 states, they got to move it on over here to Facebook or now Twitter and YouTube Live. John Frenzy is with me. Happy New Year, Lynch.
Been a great day. Happy New Year to you.
Hasn't it?
What a way to start the year off, eh? A terrible year. Hey, get a good start.
Well, we are ending the year officially here today.
Yeah, I know, but it couldn't be better.
Yeah, it could not be better. And I got some questions to get to, some comments from viewers rolling over from hour one. I just want to say this. I have been missing the games, obviously, going to sports, but really, really missing the sports banquets. And I'm not the most social person in the world, but I do love getting out to the little towns on these banquets, which I do pretty much every weekend. In the football offseason, did it for 20 years. And Cynthia writes me and says, thanks, Rod. As always, don't worry. Those Saskatchewan sports banquets will be back. Happy New Year. And I will say this. My brother's listening, and he will agree, because he ran the Milestone Sports Banquet, or helped, for years. You want to make the most money in the smallest amount of time? Throw a sports banquet. Right?
Oh, they're great. Just great.
Well, they're a great moneymaker.
Yeah.
You know,
fun.
Let us do all the work in terms of the speaking. The communities do all the work in lining it up and so forth. But yeah, I think if they want to make money when we come out of this, we'll be real busy.
What's great is the way, just what you said. The players love it. They
oh, the
really
players
enjoy
love
it.
Sure they do. Yeah. Great stories coming out of those dinners. And by the way, since I feel like we're on a holiday show here, we're sort of off our regular schedule. Tell the folks what you told me in the break about doing this show. And what you like about it. You said it's the most fun you've ever had in broadcasting.
Most fun I've ever had in broadcasting, this particular show, because we can enjoy ourselves, we can say what we want to say, and yet it's professional, it's classy all the way, topics are good, the guests we had are fantastic, out of this world. And the show itself, with Rod running it, is terrific. I really look forward to doing it. It's not controlled what you got to say. We can take a subject right then and there on the spot. Rather than thinking about it at home and getting all uptight about it. And that's what I like about it. Friendly atmosphere. Great atmosphere.
Yeah. And from day one, we haven't had to answer it to anybody. No. That's what I like the best.
Yeah.
And we can talk about the topics, which is what we're going to do right now with the Quick Six Show topics. The hottest topics of the day. Hit it, please, Jordan. So we got Lynch in early because there is no show New Year's Day. Would have been a Flame Tech football Friday. We've moved this to a Flame Tech Thursday. It's not all football. Like, point one is the World Juniors. I was in and out last night, but I watched quite a bit of the Russia-Sweden game, and it went to overtime. You all know that Sweden had a 54-game round-robin winning streak on the go against Russia. I'm watching it going, why do I care so much? Why do I feel invested in this? Because I don't normally when I'm watching World Juniors. But I was invested, and Russia won in overtime, 4-3, ended Sweden's streak. Debated amongst yourselves, but it was a hell of a hockey game. And now we're pulling for Germany. I wondered why. Lynch said, because they're the underdogs. And they've made the playoffs at the World Jays. They beat Switzerland 5-4. And Finland blanked Slovakia 6-0. So Finland's 3-0. And that sets up point two. Today's World Junior New Year's Eve matchups. Forget about the 1 p.m. game, Czechs, Austria. Here's the biggies. 5 p.m., Canada, Finland. Both teams 3-0. What a wonderful way to ring in the new year. 8:30, that's at 5 Central. 8:30 p.m. Central Time, which is our time zone. Sweden, USA. Last hour, USA hockey reporter Julie Robenheimer was with us to break down all these games today. Rich Sutter's coming up in block two. This second hour to talk about all the same things, but give his spin. Point three, Zdeno Chara is out in Boston with the Bruins. At 43 years of age, he's been there, what they say, 14 years. Emotional outpouring in Boston. He signed with the Washington Capitals 1 year. John, how many times? We've seen it so many times. Right? We're saying Joe Montana, Joe Namath, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan. Right? The greats get shown the door eventually.
Yeah, they do. But they still can MVP, right? Make the big play. And that's what I feel about him. Zdeno Chara can still make the big plays. And that's,
oh, yeah. Well, we're going to find out.
And he's so effective out there with the size. You know,
yeah.
Forwards, a lot of forwards are actually afraid of him. Simple afraid of him. They go every way to get away from him.
Jack in Alberta, Vulcan, Alberta, says, Rod, consider this your invite to the first Life Choice Dynamic Sports Banquet when things clear up. Well, Jack, I'd be honored. I might even bring Lynch. Want to go to Calgary, Lynch?
That'd be great.
It would be a Stampeders-affiliated sports banquet. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be great.
This would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
Mending old broken fences. Let's do that in 2021. J-Rod's watching. J-Rod, he says, Happy New Year to you and Lynch. You know the infamous Jared Livingstone.
Oh, certainly do.
Hey, J-Rod.
I used to have a lunch with him every Friday, but now he won't talk to me. I don't think he's not there anymore.
He's saying Happy New Year to you right now.
Only a select four. Do you know that now? It's only a select four.
This is the softy lunch, everybody. Just so you know, the softy lunch gathers every Friday. Who is it?
Reduced to six, four. Lip, Shepard, Ford, and Lauren Harrison.
Well, that's the old boys club right there.
If you try to crack it, the cops will grab you. Johnny Franklin is really adhering to it. They got a big sign up there saying four, only four people.
Well, that's the rules.
That's the rules. But they're being really closely adhered to.
As we know. Point four, college football playoff. The semifinals are set. The bowl games on New Year's Day. I would say New Year's Day is as good or better than New Year's Eve, depending on your sporting preference. But at 3 p.m., it's the Rose Bowl. Move to Dallas, Texas, or Arlington specifically, Alabama versus Notre Dame. And then that's at 3 Central and at 7 Central. It's the All-State Sugar Bowl, Clemson versus Ohio State. And here's the thing, Lynch. When I'm watching these bowl games, like the Cotton Bowl was on last night, did you watch it?
No.
I have zero affiliation when I'm watching the game. I'm just watching the guys run their plays and don't really feel anything.
Yep.
But when I watch that Alabama-Notre Dame game, I'll feel something just because of Nick Saban.
Yep.
It's the personalities.
Yep.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, no question. 5 championships in 7 years in the Southeastern Conference. Guy's one of the greatest college coach ever. I'm going to say that easily. The greatest college
coach. There's no doubt.
Ever. And I think he's going to win again. He says this is the best team he's ever had. So, and in the Heisman rankings yesterday came out, 3 of the 4 are Alabama guys. The quarterback, Jones, the receiver, Smith, and I think it was one other guy. Just two. Norris is 5th.
Right.
So it's unbelievable.
Well, I'm telling my wife right now, because she's watching, I'm going to Lynch's tomorrow for a portion or maybe all of one of these games. So you said your wife's going to be out. It's just going to be you and me.
Yep.
Point five, I reported this. It's a rumor, okay? But I got it from a trusted source that a wealthy private donor is in line to underwrite the cost of the Western Hockey League, potentially the entire Canadian Hockey League, playing a 2021 season. Remember, we're still 2020 for a few more hours. There's still time to get this season in. And I got people writing me like crazy saying, who is it? I'm not saying for a lot of reasons. Number one, it may not happen. Number two, maybe they don't want to be identified. Even if it might happen, but they don't want anybody to know who they are.
Maybe it's Richard Trump, Don Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I don't think he cares much about Canadian junior hockey. Sorry to burst your bubble. So it's a story. It's getting people talking. The Western Hockey League has said they are unaware of any wealthy corporation or family that is poised to get them on the ice. That's the official statement from the Western Hockey League. I'm just repeating what I heard as a part of insider buzz. And I hope that it happens. I think we all do. Point six. A lot of people are really talking about this. CFL signings, Saskatchewan Roughriders signing North Texas star quarterback Mason Fine. He's in the top 20 all-time NCAA passers. He's a passer. Right? He likes to air it out. And the Blue Bombers signed veteran offensive tackle Jamarcus Hardrick. So that's the news there. It's got people, Lynch, and I'll defer to you as the rider expert in the house, saying, where does this leave Cody Fajardo? Where does this leave Isaac Harker? Where does this leave James Franklin? I'll put that to you.
Well, Cody Fajardo is our quarterback. It's going to take an awful long event, not a long time, or some terrible event for him not to be there. The only thing I can see is he will be our quarterback this year in 2021. And he, if he has a super year, I think he will not sign a long-term contract with the Riders, because you'll want to see what the NFL will offer him. And I'm sure if he plays like he did last year, there will be certainly several NFL teams interested in looking at him. And he may decide to go because the money will be unbelievably higher than what the Riders can offer.
Yep.
But the Riders, I hope, go all out to get him, because I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks this team's ever had. And a great guy, too. Great person. The kind of person you want around Saskatchewan. And above all, he is a winner and makes the big plays.
He's a winner all the way. Colin in Ottawa says, James Franklin is done, Rod. Everyone knows it. No, they don't. Frank the Tank is still young enough. He didn't even play in 2020. Can you give him a chance to redeem himself for what happened in Toronto?
He was a great quarterback at Missouri, University of Missouri, and he hasn't really had a chance to show it.
He was good in Edmonton. That's what got him signed in Toronto.
Right.
By the way, thank you, Jeff, the Stamps fan, for pointing out the breaking news in the Canadian Football League today, and that is that Brandon Banks has re-signed with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I don't want to be the wet blanket on all of this, that type of CFL news, but it's like, what else is going to... It's going to be news if Speedy B's not back with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Anybody that had a deal in 2020, you would expect will have a deal in 2021.
Right.
Rylan Betker, one of our Army friends, says, where does it leave the other Rider quarterbacks? He's got to show up to camp first, learn the CFL game, and perform. Way too early to speculate, honestly. Yeah, Rylan, but it's the Rider Nation. You know how it works around here.
But you sure wonder about it, because it really isn't a critical need, is it? I may believe this. I'll tell you, I believe this is a Paul Jones signing. I really do.
Well, probably is.
I think it's, yeah, that's the kind of guy he would sign.
But I'm going to quote the great Bobby Vespasiani. You remember Bobby V?
Sure do.
Legendary football guy in the CFL.
Sure do.
Head coach of the Stampeders, assistant GM of the Rough Riders. He used to say, Lynch, better is better. So, if Mason Fiennes comes to camp and outperforms one of these guys, he'll be your number two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's got a lot to prove. But hey, I like the fact that people are enlivened by this news, and I think that's why the Riders are doing what they're doing, why all the CFL is doing what they're doing. The
Riders are doing a great job, by the way.
But I think Mason Fiennes signing is bigger news than Speedy B signing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because where else was Speedy B going to go?
And people are saying across the nation, why are the Riders signing a quarterback of that caliber to a three-year contract? Good for them.
Well, again, the years don't matter. Anyways, those are the quick six show topics, but we got some bonus points here today. One is the rock star of the day yesterday was Paul LaPolice. Not a big shock. The head coach of the Ottawa Redblacks. The rock star of the day today's been anointed already. Sorry, Lynch, it's not you. It's Julie Robenheimer from EliteProspects.com. They love her. She was great in hour one. Frenzy's been anointed the rock star of the year. Highly,
right here.
Much more highly coveted. Next point, my CFL New Year's Eve power rankings. It's drawn a lot of interest across the Canadian Football League circles. Here they are with brief reasons why. In the West, number one, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Still the best till they're not. Team two, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They were in first place in 2019. Why would we not put them at least second? Number three, Calgary Stampeders. They're always in the hunt. Number four, the Edmonton something-somethings. They are up and coming, clearly. And point five, team five, fifth place, the BC Lions. We love them, but they got a lot to prove. And in the East, I agonized far longer with this. Hamilton still ticked off. 15-3 and did a face plant in the Grey Cup. That's their motivation. End of story. Right. They're on. Number one. Number two, Montreal, primed to bust out. They really are. VA, Kahari Jones, they got a good team. Point three, Ottawa, team three. Tons of excitement in Ottawa. New head coach, new quarterback. I think they got the pieces there. It's exciting.
La Police is a winner, right?
La Police is a winner all the way. And Toronto, fourth. And I wrote, sorry, somebody's got to be fourth. I don't know. They got a rookie head coach who's never coached a game. They've got a very unproven quarterback there in Matt Nichols. McLeod Bethel-Thompson is gone. So the more I think about it, yeah, they're a rebuilding team. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, come on, Rod. Calgary at three? Yeah, you heard right. Nelson says, Toronto is ranked too low in your power rankings, Rod. They have really beefed up their Canadian talent. And in the CFL, you're only as good as your Canadians. Yes. But you tell me who they're ahead of.
Nobody. They are in last place in the East.
Thank you.
And I'd put money on that. Decent money, not crazy money, sensible money, that they will finish fourth in the East and be the worst team in Canada. I don't believe Mr. Dunberger, what is Dun? Who's the guy's coaching?
Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie is coaching. I don't believe he can do the job. Never been a head coach.
Allie Hicks is watching. Allie Hicks is enjoying watching your awesome show on the TV at our cabin. All the best in 2021. We are looking forward to CFL football returning in 2021, even if it may be a delayed start in this changed world. Go Riders. Thank you, Allie. John Kirby makes a good point. And John, we were never going to ban you, just so you know. We were just teasing you. But he says, Rod, I'm waiting for Edmonton to sign a team name. That's the thing we're all waiting for. Two things. One, are you going to play as a team, as a league? And two, what's Edmonton's team name going to be? And Lynch, you said there's a new suggestion out there?
Eagles today.
Where'd you hear that?
At home. My wife told me. Somebody from Edmonton phoned her to tell it.
One of her friends. Come on, you're making that up.
No, one of her cousins. Well, that's the talk today. It's Eagles. Because she had a long conversation, and she said Elks, and they said, no, it can't be Elks. Because some crazy bugger will take a truckload of Elks to the game and let them out. And one will get out the field and run all over the field, and it'll make bloopers forever, eh? But, no, Eagles. Eagles isn't too bad. I like Edmonton Express. That's my own. I thought of it 4 o'clock in the morning a month ago.
I like the Edmonton Elk. But the reason I'm so rudely going through my phone here is somebody wrote me. Here it is. Smarty Marty on Twitter. I put my power rankings up, and he says, are these rankings for the Sim CFL season? Because it seems there is no end in sight to mask mandates and lockdowns for 2021.
Yeah.
I was talking to, I don't want to say who, a CFL insider yesterday, and I said, I'm just going with it. I'm just going with it. I don't know whether they're going to play or not, whether it's going to be delayed or on time, but I don't want to be a wet blanket on the CFL's fun. I'm just going with it. Is that fair, Lynch?
Yep. I think I'm going to go. I'm saying they're going to go for sure. But it may be later in the year, like mid-August or even the first week in September, and a 10-game schedule, which would take us into December somewhere. And the playoffs would be around New Year's Day. That's ironical.
Yeah.
It could be very ugly. But I'm sure they're going to do it this year. They're determined to. People in Saskatchewan are determined to, because the Grey Cup's going to be here next year, and because we have a beautiful stadium, which right now is a big hockey rink. Okay?
Is Richie ready? Okay. Jeff Kozak watching, he says, all you can do is just go with it. Thanks, Jeff. That's all we can do. I'm going with it. I'm not going to stand here and be Mr. Pouty Pants on the fact that we're not playing. I'm just going with it.
Well, look at Wayne Grollo, eh?
Wayne in BC, in Victoria.
Going to Elk.
Says, the Edmonton Elk has grown on me. The more I say it, the better it sounds. Wayne, you and me both. I like the Edmonton Elk. I like the sound of it. I like the marketing opportunities. Like Lynn says, somebody will pull up a trailer of elk and let them all out. Can you imagine?
Oh, you know they would. For sure they would. Labor Day, they would.
Well, there'll be nobody at the stadium at Labor Day because they're all going to be in Calgary.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to remind our viewers that we are not on Game Plus TV. The guys at Anthem Sports in Toronto are observing a stat holiday today. So tell your friends if they're wondering where the show is on Game Plus. Not to mention all the gals that love Lynch at those seniors' homes where they watch the show every day. They're going to have to log on to Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, whatever. We're live on all of them. We'll be back. We got Rich Sutter coming up. We got a sports update. It's our New Year's Eve program. You're watching the RP Show. And listen live for Sud's Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the RP Show, a New Year's Eve episode. I don't know if we're going to have Rich Sutter today or not. And it's okay if we don't. I said to the guys, listen, don't hassle him. Frenzy and I can pull this off with your help up until the top of the hour. Wouldn't you say, Lynch?
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Done it many times before, right on?
That's right. People are enjoying the back and forth I think we have going with our viewers here. And by the way, can you do us a solid? Would you mind doing us a favor? Go down to the bottom of your screen and click share if you're a fan of the RP Show. We don't have all the fancy bells and whistles of a lot of these sports shows that, in terms of promotion, what we have is you and our own devices. So please share to all your Facebook friends. Retweet. We got to go on Twitter Live now. If you could go on there and retweet it, our live tweet, that would be great. Nelson Hakowicz writes in and says, shout out to Huskies U Sports supporter and board member David Dubé, who is getting the Order of Canada for his philanthropic involvement within his community. I've never met that guy, David Dubé, but I've heard nothing but outstanding things about him. He's a U of S guy like you, Frenzy.
He could be the guy who's putting the money up. The Dubés have a little bit of money. Did you know that?
Yes.
Just a little bit. They're great people, sensational people, wonderful people. That would be great if they put up, they take control of it, it'd be run properly, it would be great. David, I hope you do it.
Well,
talk to your dad and see what you can do.
Moving on, let's get into some questions from our viewers, because I love that. Prairie Mobile text line is open, and dang, did they send us a nice message in hour one. Thank you for their longtime support. 306-840-8777 is the number to write us here. 840-8777 in the bunker. Regarding the quarterbacking situation with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Metal Shingle Guy says, Franklin is too much money. How do we know what he's making? Yeah, we don't know.
But they're not going to go to the training camp with all four quarterbacks.
Why wouldn't they? They can.
Well,
I could see them doing that, actually. They'd like at least four.
Well,
they might be a fifth son.
Yeah, but they're rather expensive.
Who is the guy? Well, Nelson would know. Maybe you, Clark. I love this. Greg Zahn checking in. Our good friend Zahnny. Looking good, dude. From Zahnny. Zahnny, not as good as you, man. I'm up 10 pounds. Last time I talked to Zahnny, he's down 18. Way to go. Well, I don't know what you're doing, Zahnny, but it's working. Give me that diet plan. Anyways, who was the fourth string quarterback? Sorry, for the Rough Riders. He never saw the field, only in sim play. No. Not Brian Bennett. This year, Franklin Harkin, there was a fourth. He played in our sim preseason game. What was his number? 16, I believe. We'll find it.
No, I don't think so.
No, there is. I could look it up right now. I just don't have my... I'm not going to. Sheldon Lasham, watching from Calgary, says, best game of the World Junior Tournament last night between Russia versus Sweden. Wow. Oh, yeah. You should have checked in earlier, Sheldon. It was 0.1. Russia beat Sweden 4-3 in overtime, and I was watching saying, why do I care? Why am I so invested in this? I don't know these guys. Part of it is this goalie Askarov, the first-round pick at Nashville. Everybody's saying he's weak. And he's shaky, and he's fighting the puck. I always stick up for the goalies. He's seen fine last night. He's a very unorthodox style. Isaac, what's the name? Justin Hansen. Justice Hansen. That's the guy.
Yeah, that's right.
That the Riders have.
And he was pretty good.
Yeah.
His credentials were very good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So this would be the fifth quarterback.
Yeah. Yep. That's too many.
Jamie in Nova Scotia writes in and says, I strongly believe the CFL would work here in Halifax or Moncton. CFL Touchdown Atlantic exhibition games were a huge success. Being sold out every game. The stadium isn't built yet, but the mayor of Halifax would love to see a team. It's all about government funding in both Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Who knows how the government in New Brunswick will feel? Happy New Year's! That's from our friend Jamie, who's the equipment manager of the Cole Harbour Colts junior hockey team. I keep telling him I can't wait to get out and visit those guys. Junior hockey is my favorite brand of hockey, favorite league. But anyways, he lives out there, so who am I to say otherwise? But when I was there for Touchdown Atlantic in 2019, it was a general lukewarm feeling in the region for Alouettes Argos. And I'm going to say this. The Schooners absolutely dropped the ball on marketing and selling out that game. You heard about the guy, Lynch, that 57-year-old guy that's planning the comeback? Did you see this?
Yeah.
Darren Burns?
Yeah.
He's the guy that sold out Touchdown Atlantic. If you want to get down to brass tacks here today, which is why I said we could survive without Rich Sutter, because we'll talk about this kind of stuff. This is where Burnsy and I got to be really close. The guy played in the CFL for three teams, all right?
Yeah.
He's an entrepreneur, big-shot businessman in Moncton.
Yeah.
Which is the Atlantic hub, really, for inland, I guess, not on the coast, and not on the East Coast. And because the Schooners had dropped the ball.
Okay? Of course they have.
There was only 9 or 10,000 seats sold. And Burnsy said to me when I got out there, it wasn't just him. They gave a bunch of tickets to Football New Brunswick kids and said, go sell these tickets door to door. And they all, the kids did, Football New Brunswick, okay? Because Burnsy said, over my dead body, is this country going to tune in TSN on Sunday and see a half-full stadium? So Football New Brunswick took it upon themselves to sell out Touchdown Atlantic. So what I've been saying a million times, over and over and over again, I feel like I'm talking to myself, what it's going to take for the league to reinvent itself and work in Atlantic Canada is work. And it seems like too many people are afraid of work.
Well, the only guy you see from the league is Randy Ambrosi, the commissioner. They've got to get more people out there and market. We've talked about this 1,000 times. Market the current CFL and market a lot more extensively in the Maritimes. But I've got friends out there in different areas that think it will go. But I don't know. It's all talk and no action right now. Everybody there seems to be a member of the ATANA group, you know, A-T-A-N-A, all talk and no action.
Yeah.
And they just don't get anything done. They think they would like it. I've been told, and you can verify this, the Halifax area is not a small area. It's 250,000.
That's 350,000.
Well, there's people there, and there's college football. Everything you need.
Well, I love how this... The CFL is the bread and butter of this show.
Yep.
And it would be the easiest thing for me every day to go on the air and talk CFL for 2 hours, and I think there's a huge appetite for us to do that. The problem is the CFL doesn't really want to be talked about.
That's right.
By evidence, the $25,000 fine imposed on anybody talking about 2021 plans.
Yep.
So, that aside... Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, says, will Three Down Nation's theory of starting play in Moncton, then moving to Halifax work? Is that a way of engaging more of the region or putting a sour taste in Monctoners who get the team taken away? I've spent enough time in the Maritimes in my life to get a lot of things. They're very similar to Prairie people, and I feel I had family just living in the Moncton area not that long ago. They just simply moved back west here, or recently moved back west, but Moncton would get it. That stadium at the University of Moncton is gorgeous. It's beautiful. They've got tremendous facilities there. Acres of room for tailgating. But we had Gary Drummond on this show, and he said, nah, we've done market analysis, and our experts don't think that Moncton could support a team, and no, it's going to be Halifax or bust. I guess now Drummer is saying that they would start in Moncton. I think Moncton is just used to being crapped on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the sense that I get. So would they be upset that the team started in Moncton and went to Halifax? It would be, just another day in the life of Moncton is what they, that's the sense that I get.
Yeah.
But when I was out there, I spent 3 to 4 days with Damon Allen. Well, 2 days with Damon, because the other 2 days, he was traveling all over the Maritimes doing pass, punt, and kick competitions with Maritime youth on under the CFL brand. Like, God bless Randy Ambrosi for giving him a gas card and some food vouchers and saying, Damon, go do your thing.
And we'll pay for it. That's right.
No, they did pay for it. And Damon was, trust me, if you know Damon Allen, happier than a pig in slop to have done that.
Yeah.
Go run these camps for kids, 60, 70, 80 kids in all these little towns around the Maritimes. That's what builds a brand. And if it takes using your alumni to do it, then do it. But a lot of, and I'm not just blaming the CFL, I see this in every league and a lot of individual teams just want to sit in their ivory tower or their luxury suite and eat shrimp cocktail and not put in the damn work.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it all across this land, and I don't spend the time in the America. Maybe it's happening there too.
Classic example right now, the Minnesota, Patriots out of Boston, New England Patriots. Reinbold's doing nothing. Mr. Kraft.
Reinbold just got signed. Jeff Reinbold?
Yeah.
Just got signed with the Ticats.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Mr. Kraft, Bob Kraft, is walking the beach in Miami. He's not doing anything. They haven't done any promoting at all.
I think he's doing other things in Miami. Wettenhall or Kraft? You lost me.
Kraft.
Okay.
But they haven't done a thing for a long time. And their team was pathetic this year.
Yeah.
Folks know that the offense this year of the New England Patriots had a tight end. You got to have a tight end. And you know how many passes they caught?
Well, you just took an off-ramp I don't want to talk about the New England Patriots.
16 passes.
Greg Zahn's watching and says the CFL team name should be the Halifax Highlanders. Well, Zahn, love you, as you know, but they've already got the name, the Atlantic Schooners. They have a logo. They've got a cheerleading team, for the love of Pete. The problem is they don't have a team. As usual, they got it all backwards. They got everything but the team. Right, Lynch?
Yeah, and Blake Neal's a coach of the Huskies, eh?
The UBC Thunderbirds.
Oh, UBC. But he's willing to go out there as a head coach, and he'd be great.
Yeah.
He would be great.
Jack in Vulcan, Alberta says, if the CFL doesn't get down to reinventing itself with all new financial and marketing plan, and I don't mean cutting players' salaries, there is no chance any team will be, what, going to Halifax?
Yeah.
Can we find that comment, the end of it? Yeah. There is no team, and there is no chance any team will be successful for years to come. And that's the thing. Two things I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready to come pick up Lynch and come here and do the show. One, seems like life is normal other than no sports here in Canada. Everything else is normal. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to the movies. You can do just about anything. Can't visit your family, but you can't go to a hockey game, can't go to a concert, can't go to football when there was that opportunity. It's open season on sports, and nobody seems to be saying anything about it. So I've given up because I've taken enough shots. Well, I'm not saying anymore about it. And two, the CFL needs to burn to the ground and start over. I don't want to see anybody lose their jobs. All the current people in the CFL are great people, and they know what they're doing, but it needs to change. Here's Greg Zahn again. Maybe we should get Zahn on. He says, what about becoming a AAA league for the NFL? And secondly, Zahn says they named it after a beer? Not bad. The Atlantic Schooners. Think of the marketing opportunities.
but just
saying, oh, don't inject sense or logic into the discussions, Zahn, because people lose their spit in the CFL when you say, what do you mean a feeder league for the NFL? We're just as good as the NFL. We're not a minor league. You get it all the time. You get it all the time. So, no, it's not going to be NFL Canada. Trust me, I've suggested it.
But I saw Drummond talking about three weeks ago, and he said, he was on CBC, and it's still on the board. He believes it's going to happen. At least he said that on television. Now, he must mean it. I think he does. Pretty reliable guy. Pretty reasonable, decent guy. So he is going to try to do it. He's lost his other guy, his other right-handed man. He went to the Ottawa Senators, right?
LeBlanc, yeah.
Yeah, LeBlanc.
Drummond does do well, for the most part, does what they say they're going to do. They also said they were going to build a new rink in Arizona. That didn't happen. They said they were going to bring their training camp to Regina with the Arizona Coyotes. That didn't happen. So it's not batting 1,000 there, but I know they badly want it. And what we're talking about, Zonnie, is Gary Drummond, the guy that's trying to put a CFL team in Halifax, is from here. He is a good friend of ours. He's a super guy. But you can't, money doesn't buy everything.
He's a lawyer, a rich lawyer.
He's a rich lawyer, oil and gas guy.
Yeah.
Mandy in Edmonton says, why was John Kirby going to get banned? LOL, I missed it. We were going to ban him because he seemed to have a problem with Lynch being here on a Thursday. That we were going to ban him for that. I thought it was rude. He said, why is Lynch in? It's Thursday, not Friday. Well, we don't have a show Friday. And John, just lastly, John says, do you think Randy will step down, Ambrosi, if no 2021 season?
Definitely.
The only reason Ambrosi would step down is he's tired of battling with the CFL owners, that you know what our thoughts are on them. And a very good friend of Randy Ambrosi's told me, Randy don't need this job, okay? He's been used to making way more money than the $750,000 he makes right now as commissioner of the CFL. In the financial services world, as a CEO, he don't need this. The guy went on to say it nags Randy the way this is played out. The guy doesn't need the CFL. The CFL needs Randy Ambrosi far more than Randy needs the CFL.
And look at here. Next question. What happened between Cohen and Ambrosi? The CFL went from building new stadiums.
Hang on. We'll talk about that next segment, okay? Because that's way too much. Oh, Zonnie's going to call in. I love it. It's the RP show. You're watching, not today on Game Plus. They're taking the day off. Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back. And John Frenzy, too. Mandy in Edmonton says, hey, football Friday early. Woohoo! It'll be on. I'll be on the road tomorrow. I'll be on the road to Lynch's house tomorrow. There's no show tomorrow. And by the way, text from the 535 on the Prairie Mobile text line. Hey guys, just a heads up, Game Plus is showing a poker show right now on Sastel Max. We had mentioned that earlier. They're taking a stat holiday at Game Plus at the network in downtown Toronto. So you're going to watch the show. You got to watch or listen live digitally for just today. Ken in Saskatoon, happy new year to Rod Dupes and the rest of the crew, as well as John. It has been a great year of shows in troubled times. Thank you and stay safe. From Ken in Saskatoon. And Brady in Saskatoon, happy New Year's Eve. My New Year's resolution is gain muscle and get vaccinated. Woohoo! Something to strive for. Yeah. Team Canada will win today. I hope the Raptors can win against the Knicks. Russia ended Sweden's 15-year winning streak in preliminary games. Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to all these messages today, and I apologize for that. Greg Zahn is... It's a gong show today. Rich Sutter dropping out. We understand the Blue Jackets. Stuff's going down on the Blue Jackets roster, and Rich has been pulled into a Zoom call with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now we're going to Toronto to join World Series champion, 16-year major leaguer Greg Zahn joining us, our good friend Zonnie. What a wonderful holiday treat and special this is. How you doing, Zonnie?
I'm doing good. I just came up to my office and I turned on the idiot box and it was you guys were on. I was like live. I was like, I hope this is real because I wanted to say hello and wish you a happy new year. And then, of course, you started asking questions about the CFL and you know how I love my writers. So I started thinking to myself, I'll just shoot him a couple messages and see what's what.
We're live. And by the way, you know John Frenzy, do you not? The Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster.
Wait a minute here. Wait a minute here, Greg.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, yeah, sure. Zonnie. Yeah, right there in the 70s, cool. 70s and early 80s. I want to just start with this, and we'll get into that Halifax thing. But Pat McAfee, you're aware of what he's doing in the States, right? Voted the number one NFL media personality in 2020 with Barstool Sports. He called the CFL dead because of COVID, A, and B, he called it state fair football this week because of the zany rules and everything. Yeah, yeah. As an American, how, and a staunch fan, what's your reaction to that?
Well, you know what? It's different, and I embrace the difference of the CFL, to be honest with you. It's a different set of rules than what they play in the U.S., and it's honestly, you know, let's be honest. It's a different caliber of athletic ability for the most part with the players. But that all being said, it's a heck of a lot of fun to watch. It's run and gun. It's quick. I would imagine that in a world that we live in today where people have such a short attention span, it would actually be a very exciting mode of transportation for them. It's quick. A lot of people don't have much of an attention span, so it's in and out. You're throwing the ball, you're running and gunning, three downs, goodbye. It surprises me that there aren't more teams, to be honest with you. I mentioned the fact that it could probably make a little bit more money and be a little more popular if it was more of a triple A type of situation for the NFL, backup type of situation. You probably get some subsidy from the NFL. It's not like they don't have enough money. Basically pay for everything the way they do with minor league baseball. They pay the players' salaries. They pay the coaches' salaries. They send players to you. And that could be an option. I understand that there wouldn't be as many Canadians on the roster, but if you're trying to keep the league afloat, you got to entertain all kinds of different ideas. I love the product. I have a blast every time I go. Prior to certain things happening, I was a regular at Grey Cup and throwing parties and doing charity events and whatnot. I've always bought into it. Going back to my first trip to Calgary to the Grey Cup and walking up to the Spirit of Edmonton party and, guy at the front of the line, the security guy's chatting Jamie Campbell and I up, and he's all about it. And then I said, okay, so how do we get in? He goes, back of the line's over there, pal. And I was like, I'm going to fit right in here. It was fantastic. But a bunch of people gave me and Jamie beers, and we chatted them up. We were only in line for 15 minutes. But that was the thing, because I had hosted Super Bowl parties myself. I think it was 2003. I hosted my own Super Bowl party, or I should say co-hosted with Shannon Elizabeth, Tara Reid, and Rosario Dawson. And we had people like, Michael Irvin and Derek Jeter and Deion Sanders showing up at the party. They showed up at our house party. We rented this nine-bedroom beach house in Encinitas. It was crazy. But I always preferred the atmosphere at Grey Cup better because it was inclusive. Everybody got in, and you didn't have to be anybody to get into the party. You just had to go wait in line like everybody else. And even people like me had to go wait in line. And I always respected that.
And like you say, the line moves fast. And we had so much fun here in 2013. Now that is the perfect answer. I'm loving this. Our viewers clearly are too. Let's segue it to the Halifax Atlantic CFL thing. In your time with the Blue Jays, did you spend any time in the Maritimes? Were you out there? Did you get to feel the landscape? I'm sorry. Tell me.
Oh, no, not when I was with the Blue Jays. So I got hired when I was still at the network to go do a speaking engagement in Halifax. And I remember the weather was just absolutely horrible. I was 3 hours late getting there because of the horrible weather out there. They wouldn't even take the plane off. And it was insane. So I finally get there. The event was actually kind of over, but everybody was really enthusiastic about taking me out, huddling around, hearing the baseball stories, basically moving the party. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. I walk into the bar and I'm, kind of leading the group. And this one young woman, not paying attention to where she's going, she runs into me, and the first thing out of her mouth is, "Watch where you're going, Don Cherry," and she freaking storms off.
That's great, eh?
It was hilarious. I was like, welcome to the Maritimes, welcome to Halifax. It was, and I haven't been back since, to be honest with you. one of my kids that plays for me is from Nova Scotia, just outside of Halifax, and they keep inviting me to come over. And I said, well, I didn't exactly get the warmest of welcomes the last time I was there. Apparently, he didn't like the pink suit.
Well, when they say they're like prairie people, you get it. And here's the thing. I long thought I got food poisoning from a roast beef sub from Subway in Halifax because I woke up puking the next day really bad, Zani, after a night at the Liquor Dome. It had to be the sub, right? It had to be the sub. It had to be the sub.
It couldn't have been any fermentation in the lines or anything like that, you know? Nothing like that.
They like to party there for sure. So just you think the CFL can work in Halifax, in other words?
I think the CFL should be in every major city in Canada, and you know, and then some. You know, it's like I said, it's not like you're talking about the same product as the NFL. It could be, and it would probably go even better if they had help from the NFL, but it would have to be a feeder league, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a shot on Canadian football or Canadian football players. It's just a reality thing. I mean, I'm a fairly smart guy, but you know what? I don't file my own tax returns and I don't represent myself in a court of law. Sometimes you got to defer to the experts, you know? And yes, there's some really great Canadian football players that are actually in the NFL right now. And there have been in the past. But for the most part, you know, it's an idea to kick around. And if you're hesitant to embrace change, and then you're probably going to wither on the vine. I would love to see it everywhere. To me, there aren't enough teams in the CFL to make the playoffs legitimate. You know, when more than half the teams in a league make the playoffs, it kind of takes away from the importance of the regular season. So, and certainly when teams that are below 500 make postseason play, that kind of bothers me a little bit with regards to the legitimacy of so-called championship play.
This has been awesome. Zani, we got to run. You'll love this. I got one segment left, and I got an outdoor hockey game in 40 minutes with a couple of former CFLers that don't know how to skate. I'm going to take their money. Yeah,
that
so happy New Year's, my man. Love to you and the family. Thanks for checking in today.
Thanks, Roddy. Yeah, all the best.
Greg Zahn, wonderful Greg Zahn checking in from the Big Smoke. T-Dot.
What's he doing now?
Hogtown. He's running camps for baseball. They're building baseball developments out there. He is rolling. Happy New Year, Lynch.
Yeah, it's been great.
I'll see you in the car.
Okay, it's been great.
Dupes coming in next for overtime. You're watching the RP Show, Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Well, I got to tell you, that is an absolutely outstanding way to end 2020. Just a trip down old school RP show.
Yeah.
You just happen to have a 16-year Major League veteran, World Series champion, just watching the show. And joins right in.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Sure.
Arlen Bruce III yesterday, watching the show.
I know.
Unbelievable. I love these guys. And that's the way this show was built. John Schmeiser in Kansas City says, I nominate John Frenzy for the Sask Order of Merit and Order of Canada. Lynch, let's start with the Plaza of Honor. Let's get you in there.
That's a good place.
He's on the voting committee, and he can't get himself in. Okay, enough. Mandy in Edmonton. Yeah, Lip. As you say. Mandy in Edmonton. Happy New Year. New sweatpants for Lynch. Lynch, when I drive you home, I got sweats for you, because those ones you gave me aren't big enough.
No? Okay.
And it's not that I'm too fat. Well, it might be. But they're not long enough. Yeah, Clark says same for him. So maybe, hey, Lynch, we might have two pairs of sweats for you.
You're
6'5"? I'm 6'4". Hard to believe that I'm growing both ways. Enough about this. We're going to do business of the week now. To do some actual work for MySask 411, business of the week, and our friends at Direct West that we love so dearly. and display them prominently on the desk every day. The business of the week is Doggy Divas Grooming Spa. You can find them at 3503 East Jenkins Drive, Regina. Do you know how this came up? In the break, Clark said, we need to do a business of the week. And I said, dang it, we haven't even thought about that. It would be nice if MySaz411 would spotlight a business on their app. I open it up. Oh, boom. Doggy Divas Grooming Spa is spotlighted. They did it for us.
That's great.
Another God shot. So anyways, you can add your own recommendation for the business there. You can share the business. Directions, obviously. It is a phone book in your hand. MySask411. We connect Saskatchewan businesses to each other because we stick up for each other in this province. And what more do I have to say than that?
Yeah.
Download the app today. Get in there, fool around with it, and have fun. Business of the day. And by the way, Flame Tech, I'll say this again. They do Football Fridays. Flame Tech, your leader in combustion services. We love us our Denton, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's a beauty. If they do make a movie about this show, what did we say? Jeff Goldblum will play Denton.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie about this show.
It's going to happen.
So if you want to know what Denton looks like, Google Jeff Goldblum. And I'm not sure why I brought that up. Other than supporting Saskatchewan business, because Denton's very big on that.
Huge.
And then to the come on. Best bets for week 17. Is that what we're doing? What do we have here? I was just told to talk about, come on.
Yeah, we've got our picks. I mean, week 17 is the hardest week in the NFL to try and predict because you don't know who's resting, who's not, who's going to play, you know, to win, to not win. There's only one bye. But you're going to like this, you know, when we look at the picks. I got your Dallas Cowboys winning against the Giants.
It's a must win. They got some FOMO going.
It's a must win for the Giants, too. And they're going to play early. Washington will play later. And if Washington loses, obviously the winner of that game gets in. But, like, run. Don't walk. Run to come on and bet the Cowboys right now. Because they've got them at minus 1.5. That will go up. You won't get them that good. It's going to go up. So it, on other sites, it's already gone up to 2.5 or 3. So if you can get Dallas at 1.5, go do it now because I think the Cowboys are rolling. Andy Dalton's gotten better. You know, he was 185 3 weeks ago. Then he was 2-something. And then, you know, almost 400 yards last week. He's improved 7 touchdowns over his last 3 weeks. The Red Rifle is playing well. Then I got Seattle over San Fran. Pete Carroll said that Seattle's all in this week to play to win. So if Russell Wilson's playing, DK Metcalf's playing, Carson's playing in the backfield, I like Seattle. Obviously, things can change. And then I like Arizona and Buffalo. Buffalo said they're playing too. Looks like Josh Allen's going to play. So if he does, I like Buffalo. And Kyler Murray said he's going to play too. And so with the Rams going to their backup, it's hard not to pick Arizona in that game.
Download the app. Come on, official. Go to the website, comeon.com. Lauren Smith watching in Kamloops. He says, Happy New Year. Looking forward to more live sports in 2021. Jeff Kozak says, have a great New Year, guys. Guy got a hold of me last night, and it's not his fault, but I was telling you about this. Guy writes me and says, I can't place my NHL bet on the Come On app. Do you know what the problem is? I have absolutely no idea. I'm not tech support for Come On.
Right.
You understand? Like, I can't.
I know.
Can only tell you to go there, place your bets. If
you don't,
I can't. Like, I'm not their tech support.
There will be a contact screen on their website.
I try. I can only do so much.
I know.
Donna Berger, one of our P1s. Hey, Donna. She says, Happy New Year, Rod, Moose, Clark the Hound Dog, and crew. Thank you for making this year bearable. I appreciate all you do. From Neil Shuchuk, Happy New Year, go Hawks. And just like that, it's our last show of 2020. Thank God.
I know.
It's over. I'm going to go skate on some outdoor ice right now with some former riders and their kids.
A big rink?
And I'm taking Lynch home.
On the big rink?
No. Nunya. Are you
playing goal?
Happy New Year. See you Monday. Oh, roll it.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.